Speaking on this program is Brother Winford Claiborne.
If a man decides to become a gospel preacher because he thinks he may make a considerable amount of money, he has the wrong motivation. There are preachers who make big money, but the number is probably very small. The majority of preachers make a comfortable living, but do not get rich preaching. Besides, having a strong desire to glorify God and to bring the lost into a saving relationship with Christ should be that which motivates us to prepare ourselves to preach and to make the necessary sacrifices to spread the borders of the Lord's kingdom. If we are primarily interested in easy money, we shall probably become like Balaam, who loved the wages of unrighteousness. 2 Peter 2:15. But when churches or individual Christians are generous in their support of gospel preachers, it certainly is a great encouragement to the preachers. The church at Philippi cared deeply for the Apostle Paul. They continually helped him as the opportunity arose. Early in his letter to the Philippians, Paul thanked God for their fellowship in the gospel from the first day until the time his letter was written. In Philippians 4, Paul wrote, "For I now rejoiced in the Lord greatly, that now at the last your care of me has flourished again, wherein you were careful, but you lacked opportunity." Philippians 4, 10. We do not know exactly what the Philippians had done for Paul, but we know how deeply he appreciated their help. The Philippians had stood by Paul and been a major part of the work he was doing for the Lord. But his commendation of the Philippians was not totally personal. He was pleased that they were discharging their responsibilities of helping him, and perhaps others in their work of preaching. Obviously, Paul was grateful, as any preacher would be. But his gratitude stemmed as much from his pleasure at their growth and faithfulness as from their meeting the needs he and others may have had. Giving to the cause of Christ is a sign of our concern for the spread of the gospel and for helping those who are in need. Toward the end of Paul's letter to the Philippians, he again commended the Christians at Philippi for their gracious attitude toward him. "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Notwithstanding, you have done well, that you did communicate with my affliction. Now you Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving, but you only. Even in Thessalonica, you sent once and again unto my necessity, not because I desire a gift, but I desire fruit that may abound to your account." Philippians 4, 13-17. What I am about to say must not be construed as some kind of personal vendetta, but it needs to be said. Some churches almost starve their preachers and their families. Occasionally, members of the church will say, "But the preacher is supposed to make sacrifices for the cause of Christ." My friends, you can rest assured that most preachers have made sacrifices to preach the gospel. But they are not the only ones who ought to make sacrifices. If we truly love the cause of Christ and want to see it prosper, all of us must give liberally, and not just the preacher. If all members of the body of Christ would give as they have been prospered, there would be sufficient money to pay the preachers a living wage and to carry on the other obligations the church has been given. Churches have been good to me through the years. During most of my preaching life, I have made a living at other activities, but churches have not let me go hungry. I am grateful to them for their good support. Thank you for listening. May God continue to bless you.